What's up, everybody? Movie Bonfire Final Friday Edition.
Do you hear how excited Bracken is? That's because we've watched 12 motherfucking Jason movies.
And this is not like the final Friday that was fourth in the series and there were still eight more. This is the final, final, final.
Final.
Final. And I'm Bracken.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Will. And I'm happy to be here.
So, it's 2009, this year.
Yes.
And what happens? We got a brand new Friday the 13th.
Well, where do you go with this series?
This came out this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And February 13th, which happened to be a Friday. Interesting.
Oh.
Interesting.
Oh, good placement. And if they didn't have that, they could have gone with March, because that had a Friday the 13th.
Yeah, there was like three of them this year.
So, they had a month leeway in there. I bet they were happy about that.
It's a good year for it, I guess. Yeah. If you want to release a movie.
Called Friday the 13th.
So you got two choices. You've just made 11 ridiculous movies. The last one finally was getting some money, and you're like, where do we go from here? You know, we could continue pushing this storyline that's dead, or you know
literally.
What? We could start over.
They could put some electricity into it. It might come back to life.
Shove a lightning rod in it,
yeah.
A storm, and you're golden.
I wonder if they had some debate. Should we make a Freddy vs. Jason 2, or should we make the new Friday the 13th?
That's a very good question.
They're going to go, this is what happened, in my opinion. They are just taking the Batman Dark Knight route. We will go to the canon, to the legend, and spin it with some realism. That's what I think.
Really? Are you sure they're not taking the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Hitcher, that route?
I don't understand.
Because
explain what you're talking about.
Remake an old horror Halloween route.
Okay. Also, they're ripping off the remake of Halloween. Who is hammering in my head?
There's a lot of
hammering
going
on here.
More appropriately, they're probably ripping off the Texas Chainsaw remake since it's the same dude.
Director. And the same production company. And they filmed it in Austin.
Uh-huh.
They made a Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake?
Oh my God, where
2003,
have you been?
Dude.
That stuff goes right over my head. I don't pay attention to any of that mess.
Oh man.
So it was the same production company, same director. And that's why they made this one into Friday, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the 13th.
Yes, but the writing crew was the same as Freddy vs. Jason.
Correct.
So
Amundo.
They
should have just got
there.
Ronnie Wu back.
So these guys know what's going on.
What was his name? Johnny Wu? Ronnie Wu.
Ronnie Yu.
Ronnie Yu. Ronnie Wu. Go Cubs.
I could see in the background, I didn't know it was filmed in Austin until I was watching it, and I saw the river going by.
Who cares? I don't care that it was filmed in Austin.
Listen. I'm from Austin, and I can see the Blanco River that I grew up on, and I'm like, that's the fucking Blanco River, and then it is. So how about that, fucker?
I don't care.
Huh? You want to yell some more?
I don't care, liar.
So what do you think about that? Jason's from New Jersey. All of a sudden, he's in.
How do you get this? How do you come off this? Jason from New Jersey.
That's where the whole series is from.
Bullshit, man. They went to Youngstown, Ohio in part 9.
You fucking moron. You fucking cunt licker. You are a fucking piece of shit brain idiot.
I am so offended.
They flew his body to the morgue in Youngstown, Ohio. They even said that. Hey, we just transported his body.
Hey, sorry, I didn't pay attention to the shit movie, every line like you did.
Feeble penis.
Nobody's going to know that. I had no idea it was shot in Austin, unless you're from there.
Yeah,
so
that's
then
true.
Maybe you could be like, wait, that's Austin, that's not New Jersey.
That's
but
true.
The rest of us are like, hey, it's a Camp Crystal Lake. It must be the same one.
It could be anywhere. It could
Camp
be
Blood
Youngstown,
is in
Ohio.
Camp Blood is in New Jersey, is that what you're saying? They never said that ever.
Yeah, they fucking did. But let's not get into it.
I thought it was in Illinois.
Do you see this language coming out of my mouth? This is from all the
you
violence
take up, you take
and
after
sex
me.
And foul mouthery that
this,
I saw in
this
film.
This is what happens when you watch shit. You become a vulgar moron.
That's what this movie did to me.
Unless you listen to, what's his name, and you stay gold, Pony Boy.
Oh, yeah. That's
over, that one's over my head, too. I don't understand that. That's
the
Outsiders?
Yeah.
The Outsiders is over your head?
I
think that was
Pony
from
Boy.
Back in when you were in your teens.
You were probably a greaser or something back then.
You probably were first in line to see that movie.
Such venom today.
Okay.
So let's cover one point here real quick.
Go.
This is the reboot. And I'm pretty sure that America agrees with me because it made $42.2 million opening weekend, which is the highest of any Friday the 13th movie.
You know what?
BTW.
America could agree with you.
Yeah, but that's not...
That doesn't make it a good movie. America could agree with you with Wild Hogs. That movie made a shitload of money.
I didn't see it.
See? But it doesn't make it good. It just means it made a lot of money.
I'm just saying.
It's
crap doesn't make money, usually. Usually.
That's not what I heard about Transformers Part 2.
Oh. We're done.
So this is the highest grossing? Is this adjusted for inflation? Yeah.
That was opening weekend. I don't know about overall. I didn't see that.
It probably made more opening weekend than any Friday the 13th made total.
Yeah.
I could almost
guarantee
it. I mean, $43 million opening weekend, that's so much. There's no way these movies made that much in the 70s.
That makes me so happy that they're like, oh, this is not dead yet. We can continue with Jason's legend.
Yeah. Well, here's what I like about this. The whole time, you know the reason why number one and number five are so high on my list? Because they don't have Jason in them. Jason is not scary. I'm sorry. He's not scary. Mystery. I just don't want some zombie killer. And this Jason is not a zombie killer.
Until the end, but we'll get to that.
Right. This Jason is fast. This Jason has psychological issues.
He does.
That are much more apparent in this one. Like, I feel like Jason is actually a character in this one, not a force.
But I have some questions about Jason being a character and, like, being a human. Because he lives in this house out in the woods.
Check.
Does he have... Where does he get his food?
Hunts wild animals. That's why he has a bow and arrow.
So does he have scurvy? Where's he getting, like, his daily dose of vitamin C? Give it all.
He answered your question. He goes hunting.
No, yeah, that's meat. But where is he getting his... Does he have a garden?
I don't know. Do vegetables not grow in the forest?
You have no point.
I don't
know. Move on. That's okay. Over.
Now, did we not have a scene where he goes up to some lady's house and he talks to her? There's plenty of neighbors around. I'm pretty sure I saw some vegetables growing.
Maybe he's friends with that old woman. And he gets that woman was like trying to protect Jason, so maybe he's friends with her.
It's a female creepy Ralph, apparently. Lives in the house.
Yeah. So, okay. Let me just go to the things I did like about this movie.
Okay.
I want to go there.
Check.
Opening. I like that we cover the Miss Voorhees stuff. We cover that. We see basically...
I have a problem with that. Can I interject?
Sure. Interrupt me.
Voorhees' mother, Pamela, is a blonde. This woman is a brunette.
I thought you obviously have no... I thought you say, Friday the 13th canon, I shit on
plus,
it.
Plus...
And now you have an issue with the
plus
color of her
the
hair.
The beheading is fake in that scene.
What do you mean?
Go ahead.
What do you mean?
I did like how Jason looked in that. He looked like a little...
What the... Well, here's the deal. Let me contend these points here.
Okay. Because
at first, I was struck by the non-blonde hair. I was struck by that as well.
Four non-blondes showed up.
What is this, an 80s joke? Let's go listen to some 80s music.
Shut up! I'm trying.
But what I think they were doing here is they're saying, you know what? We are not doing the original. We're breaking free. We're going to stay true to the story-ish. But we're not going to do the same thing. This is a reboot.
Are you Bruno now?
You should really like this movie. And the beheading, I mean, we're beheading with a machete, first of all, which is nearly impossible. You'd have to swing it at, like, ridiculous velocity. I don't even want to go into the mechanics of it. So if we're already accepting that, we can already accept that it's going to be really fake.
Yeah. But I like that Jason's standing there in the woods seeing this, and we get kind of a reworking of the legend that it seemed like the Pamela Voorhees was going after the actual people that were not paying attention to her son, right?
It seemed like it in this one, yeah.
Like, which makes more sense. She's like, oh, my son died. I'm going to kill the people who are directly involved.
Right.
Which makes sense. And then the son didn't drown. She didn't know that somehow.
But see here, this could have been the same day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She just assumed and went on a killing spree. We don't know.
Exactly. Makes more sense. I like that.
Yep.
I like that Jason grows up in the woods and he's like a hunter and he still has his like childhood house.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, like skip that. Go back. One thing I liked about that also was that the machete, his tool of choice, is picked up right there at the scene of the origin.
Yeah.
Unlike the second thing that goes along with Jason, which is the mask, which is totally terrible. He picks up the mask later, but we'll get to that.
You thought that was terrible?
Oh, that was awful.
I liked... This gets to my second point that I liked. I liked that we get Jason with the bag over his head and Jason with the mask. We get both of those because I personally like the Jason with the bag over his head.
Oh, yeah.
Much more than the mask.
Way scarier.
The mask is obviously iconic and everybody can relate to that, and they had to throw that in, otherwise people would complain.
Yeah.
But I like that they got the bag in there. I can agree. It's a little iffy on how I got the mask, but I thought that was okay. I kind of like that. But, I mean, what are you going to do? Have another Shelley character that shows up with the hockey
mask? This is like, you only have a few things that you can do with this character, and this is one of them. How does he get the mask? Oh, he goes up to the barn, and there's a, it's just like a prop room up there. There's a mannequin dummy. There's a, you know, anything you need up there. Oh, a hockey mask. I think I'll have that. I mean, of the few bits of storyline that you have with this character, you think you'd, like, try to use this little moment in time where Jason gets the mask as something that's just a little bit more than just, oh, I just found it. What the hell? That's so weak.
I can see your point. I think, though, I like that the reason he picked that mask up is because the guy had ripped off his original mask, so he was going to pick up his own mask, his bag over his head, and he sees the hockey mask right next to it, and he's like, oh, upgrade.
Well, his was ripped, right?
So he couldn't even use it.
Yeah.
He just got made fun of for having a fucked up face. The guy's like, oh, you're fucking ugly.
Why would there be a mask in a barn? I don't understand that at all.
Why would there be a dummy in a barn?
It's stupid. That's what I'm trying to say.
These are rednecks. That everything was in that barn. That was the point.
That's another thing. Rednecks. We're obviously in Texas. We are not in New Jersey.
That's true.
People had the southern accent.
Can you get back to your original point, which was the original 25 minutes of the film, which is basically before the credits roll?
That was never my point. Go ahead.
That's what you were saying. Were you not saying that I liked the intro?
With the beheading of the mom.
Oh, just that little bit?
Yeah. We can go into your point. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, if you could have ended the movie after, it was basically a third of the movie when they show the Friday the 13th logo, end the movie right there, and you basically got everything you need. You had pot, you had sex, you had Jason, which is a pretty good, he had some pretty good kills. Actually, the best kills of the movie happened in the beginning. My favorite being, let's fry her in the sleeping bag over the fire. Freaking wicked.
Yeah. That was awesome.
When they went to the logo after that first vignette, I was like a little scared, like, oh, we're playing by a different game now. We're playing a little bit by different rules. And yet, in the next 5 minutes, we just fall back into the same old lazy shit that we've been seeing for the last 12 movies. So if you want to watch this movie, when you get to the title roll, do yourself a favor. Go turn it off, because it sucks after that.
You know what?
Oh, my gosh.
I was just annoyed that, they sent me on like a, I started, at first I was like, oh, so these are the opening characters, they're going to die. Then it went on for like 10 minutes, and I was like, oh, these are the real characters. Then they started dying, and I was like, they're killing these characters really
fast.
Did you have that same feeling?
Not like,
possible.
There's only two guys left, we got a whole movie to go, what the hell's happening?
Yeah. And then when they all died, and it was like Friday the 13th, I was like, oh, hey, that was good. Then the shit starts. I agree. 25 the minutes, shit? They could have cut it off and been like, done, here's a short film, eat it.
Oh my gosh. Unbelievable, you guys.
I sense he doesn't agree.
You are not even Friday the 13th fans. That was not that was not enough kills. There's not enough sneaking around, teleporting.
They upgraded everything. Instead of a smoking pot, we got a pot field.
Right.
Instead of like sex, we have like a porn star girl with immobile breasts rubbing oil on herself and then getting done doggy style.
Yeah, check. Doggy style was a new thing. Yeah. They wouldn't do that in 1970.
Yeah. Oh, no. And then hanging from a tree burning. Upgraded kills.
That was awesome.
Plus, we had the machete to the head, which was a very good entry wound, basically halfway through his head. He's trapped in a bear trap. His leg is about to be
stolen from their own, that director's own remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Where he made use of the bear trap in the same way. I was like, Jason is now Leatherface.
Plus, gone into Jason's house where we see Jason's bed and bedroom? That was pretty good, too.
That was scary. I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Who goes into a house in the woods in the night, in the middle of the night? No one. Yeah. Not me. I would never do that. I would go, oh, look, a house. It's a shed. It's a shanty. Let's get the fuck away from here. His girlfriend's telling him
all the good elements of the movie was right in that first, section. With the exception of the douchebag guy that comes up later. I liked him.
We would have missed his sister's, what's her name, Miller? Whitney Miller's entire story. The whole, I free myself, I get all the way to safety for nothing.
And
boom,
get caught
I'm
again.
Well, I was like, oh my God, she made it. Fuck, no, she didn't. That was awesome.
And he got all the way back there and tied her up again and came all the way back. He does have some teleportation. I like Jason's tunnels in the ground, by the way.
That was cool.
But Whitney Miller's storyline, she's chained underground for 6 weeks. Yep. And she's just like, oh, I got some dirt on my face. Other than that, totally fine. Totally fine. Jason's been feeding me gourmet. I'm totally okay. Not weakened in any way. If you let me free and it like maybe if it got some water on me, I'd probably look like totally normal again.
That'd probably clean me up. Where does that girl go to the bathroom? I mean, that girl's underwear has got to be full of shit by now. 6 weeks chained up.
Yeah. No. She's fine. She's okay. God. Jason is a decent host.
But I did like the tunnels. I agree. The little underground layer of Jason.
I think that helps explain his teleportation abilities.
It's true.
And he
got those... how did he teleport onto the roof?
Oh.
After he killed the black guy.
And he's got a little bell system to where people are running through the woods. He's like, oh, someone's in this area of the woods. Also helps explain how he gets in front of you.
Silence of the Lambs, I think. It's a little ripoff either.
This is a remake of a ripoff movie.
Okay, it's fine. I'm fine with that.
Complete ripoff.
I'm fine with that. I just don't... All right, I'm going to keep going. Keep going.
Okay. Bracken, please put forth the good parts so that I can hate on them.
Unbelievable. So, first of all, you got Jared Padalecki as lead role.
Big plus. I don't even know who this guy is, but yeah, he was pretty cute.
He's in my favorite TV show of all time.
So. I can see why. He's handsome. He's a bit dreamy.
Handsome. Gorgeous. But
he's
Jason,
from San Antonio, by the way.
Shut up about that. Austin. I'm so sick of that.
But Jason is actually brutal in this one. He's not lumbering after you and just, oh, I stab with minimal force and it goes through your body and three other people and a tree. He is brutal. He's running after these people. He's getting mega swing before he, wind up. Right. Not just, you're so dead.
There was one little scene where I liked where he was angry. He came back and he couldn't find something and he's like knocking down the canoe boats and you could tell that he was actually pissed off.
Yeah.
That's the first time you've ever seen him show any sort of emotion. He's usually just stoic and just will run right after you and stab you.
Exactly.
This Jason was actually pissed, which I liked.
Yeah. He trashes his own place, down where he's keeping her. True. He's just kicking stuff and throwing stuff. And it's like, oh my god, Jason has feelings? What? What the F? And the whole way that he treated his prisoner, Whitney Miller, that was interesting as well. Because it's like, you could tell he wanted to keep her because she kind of looked like his mom. And yet at one point he's choking her because he doesn't know if he can trust her. I guess, I think he's trying to figure out how he feels about her. He's intrigued enough to keep her alive, but it's still a rocky situation. It's not like he worships her and would never kill her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I knew is I was disappointed when we saw that Whitney was still alive after the break.
I was too.
I was like, fuck, that girl is going to live through this movie for some god-awful reason.
Yeah, I was like, how did she survive in the down in that depth of that?
I just wanted to start over with another group of them, you know? We got a new car load of dipshits. Let's start over.
Let's talk about the acting in this one. I thought the acting was pretty solid. There was a couple times where
was okay. Yeah.
Asian guy kind of pissed me off a couple times.
He made me laugh.
Yeah, that guy.
He was the comic relief.
Yeah. Black guy was hilarious. I'll surprise you every time.
I was going to say, the very first gay character in the Friday the 13th movie, the douchebag dude. Did you notice that?
Gay? The douchebag dude.
Yeah, the blonde dude. How he's like, everything has to be all clean and everything.
Oh.
They couldn't out and out him, but in my opinion, that dude was at least bi.
He kind of banged that girl for 5 minutes.
Like I said, he could be bisexual. He was definitely gay in some manner.
Because he's neat?
I was so happy that we got every race and creed and color.
I didn't know that
homo
neatness was a...
Shut up, man. You never heard. Okay, fine. I'm just happy that happened. Bring it to the world. Bring it all out. I'm so happy.
So when do we get the first atheist character?
Oh, they're all atheists. Otherwise, Jason wouldn't kill them.
Oh yeah, that's true.
He knows.
Except for the girl that prays in part 6.
Atheism is the last taboo, my friend.
A little baby girl, Nancy, that prays, and then Jason walks away and doesn't kill her.
Yeah.
She's the one that lives.
Yeah, she doesn't get killed.
All
that's
the other
what
ones
I'm
are atheists, I guess.
Yeah,
there's,
what I'm
no, there's no such thing as an atheist character in movies. It's the last taboo, my man.
Won't happen. So, I like the Asian guy. I think, let's see, I didn't like any of the girls in this.
Oh, come on.
I did not like any of them.
You had that
the
girl
best part of the movie is Miss Stupendous boobies. After that break, there was nothing good except for that one part. But then you ruined it.
Pornographic sex scene that goes on forever.
All I know is it was not like super hard rock boobs.
Those were nice boobs. I agree.
But then you told
me
that
she upgraded to the good, expensive fake boobs.
Actually, quick note, FYI, on IMDb they said that producer Michael Bay walked out from the viewing saying that there's too much sex in it.
I read that. And I was like, Michael Bay has standards? WTF.
What?
Wow.
Oh, just a little note thrown in there.
He must have been with his kids and wife or something.
So apparently we got the first gay producer, too. Because if you don't like sex, you're gay.
He produced it and he didn't know that was in it? I wonder if that was it. I wonder if that was a press thing.
Might have been a pre-screening.
Or no, but I mean oh, I'm so offended. There's so much sex. If you don't like sex, don't see this movie. There's so much of it. Oh, just to get people to be like, oh, there's a lot of sex in there.
I don't know.
Michael Bay's offended. I gotta check this out.
She had perfect nipple placement.
He even commented on that. The guy did.
So, I'm talking about the acting from these females. I didn't see any good acting. There was the
true
girl who skis topless?
Yeah.
Horrendous actors.
Why do you ski topless? Just for fun?
Because it's a skill you have. you go into an audition and you're like, you have your skills. Like, I can read a teleprompter. I can drive a standard transmission automobile. I can ski topless. And they're like, perfect. That's what we were looking for. Because there's a 60-second long scene of you doing jumps and tricks. It's like the X Games. And we need you to do it topless. It's great. Can you act? No. That's fine. You're going to get run over by a boat and topless. Okay, great. You're in. And then we have Stupendous Boobies Girl, who they tried to give her some acting moments just because she had to do this 5-minute long sex scene. So they were like, we'll give you some moments where you're crying and saying why, and that'll make it look like you're actually an actress. So if your parents were to come to this screening, they could be like, yeah, my daughter's an actress, not a porn star. So we got her.
Yeah, you can do the opening shower scene. That'll make it into the preview.
Yeah, exactly. And then, who was the other girls? Oh, the girl who was kind of the girlfriend of Douchebag?
Yeah.
But turned out not to be?
Then sort of kind of liked Jared Padalecki.
Yeah, then dies.
And dies.
Yeah, she was a throwaway.
Yeah, I thought she could die at any moment.
That was a great death, though, because
you thought
she was an important character.
I did.
And all of a sudden,
really?
Shadoom.
I had no connection to her. I was like, good.
I didn't have a connection to her, but I thought she was going to live for some reason.
Yeah.
And then Sister, most horrible screaming in a movie ever.
Yeah, that was annoying.
I was like, shut the fuck up. Jason, kill her. She won't shut up. Oh, my God.
When the bells started ringing, she's like...
I was like, oh, God.
She needs to relax.
She needs to relax.
You know what?
She's been in there for 6 months. You'd think you'd get used to it.
The next time you're chained down there with Jason, you see how you scream. Probably like the douchebag.
I was going to say, I would scream exactly like douchebag guy when Jason crashes through the police car.
Oh, yeah.
That's throws how the body scream through the back window.
That was hilarious. That would be me.
I like when the douchebag had the gun and he shoots in the room and he thinks that he shot boobies.
Yeah.
And then he goes, no, no, Jason got her.
Yeah.
That guy was a worm and a half.
Yeah. And what's funny is that he was right.
Yeah, I know.
Jason really did kill her. You didn't do it.
So, tell me some more good things about this movie. I don't know.
More good things? It's everything that I wanted a Jason movie to be. I was terrified at parts of this movie. And
really?
I was not scared in any other one.
Oh, what were you terrified of? Tell me.
Confess. The first scene really was probably the most terrifying.
Yeah.
When all these guys are just getting massacred and Jason's thundering after them.
Yeah.
That was intense.
Good stuff.
So then when they're getting Whitney free and they're running through the whole bus scene,
That was good.
That was intense. It was crazy. Although I don't know why he let Clay Miller live.
Yeah, I thought Clay was dead. All of a sudden, he reappears. That really pissed
me off, too. Wait a second, you guys. Did we not just watch 11 Jason movies? What happens when we get to the final characters? What happens to Jason's abilities?
It's true.
He becomes a pussy.
Well, I was happy when Clay got offed. And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm back in. Fuck that. It's terrible.
Well, it was interesting how Jason decides, okay, I'm just going to put your head through this window, and then I'm going to go after Whitney.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe I didn't see what happened to him. I wasn't watching so closely.
I mean, he did stop moving. I don't know if he was...
It looked like a dead... That we see him from up inside the bus. He looked pretty dead to me. All of a sudden, he's like...
Totally fine.
Tip-top shape. Let's go.
Well, I mean, he just got his head smashed. That's all.
It's just glass in your face.
Jason already got stabbed in the leg. He's still running after people.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of my favorite parts, is that this Jason... I feel like if they would have shot him, he would have died.
Yeah.
Like, there was no, until this fucking ending, there was no supernatural realities about Jason. He could have died.
Yeah.
They could have killed him.
That's why I was kind of disappointed in the way they chose to kill Jason at the end of the movie, because it was such a hardcore, you will die method. Yeah. I thought they should have picked a way that leaves it open-ended, like it did in part two and part three, where it's like, did he die? I don't know. Well, part three was more like he was dead, but...
Yeah.
Part two, like, a machete to the neck. Oh, I think you're dead, but maybe not. Instead, they're like, well, let's put his head into a grinder. Obviously, he's dead.
It didn't go all the way in.
Yeah. His head never reached the blades. It just choked him.
I think he should have just been... You know how he was hung? That would have been better. Just let him, like, shake out, hung. Don't do that grinder bit. Let one of those other fuckers go in the grinder, not him.
What I liked is that, you know, you have this big fight scene with the brother who's, you know, everything. And the brother is, like, pretty much ineffectual.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it. It's like, no, you're going to get your ass beat.
Yeah.
You just better hope to God that your sister comes through with some sort of plan.
Yeah. It has to be a girl to kill Jason, or a little boy.
True.
Men don't have much hope.
Nope. Because we rely on our brute strength instead of chains and
tricks. Trixie.
Also, Freddy probably could kill him in the dream world.
Maybe.
This one he could.
I don't think Freddy's in this world. That previous movie doesn't apply to this world. We have just stepped into truth.
This is a whole new...
But no, do you agree? Like, what we saw in the previous movie is more campy.
Yeah.
It's basically Batman Begins. We've gone from Batman, the first series, to Batman, the new series. This is a new realism.
Yeah, it's definitely intended to be a whole new fresh start. Absolutely.
Right. A new blood, if you will.
It's not just a new blood.
But then you just have to blow that realism out of the water when you reach the end, and you have to set up the sequel, and you have to say that he's still alive. And that's where it just really sucks.
I will agree with you on that one.
Like, you didn't have to do that. Like, just let him die for real. Who cares? We know what's coming back for the next one.
That's what
don't,
I was
like,
thinking.
Give it up. Like, oh, like the same old shit.
I was thinking that, too. They could have left it where they left it and started the second one at the same moment, and then he could come out, or they could start it with them walking away and he comes out of the woods and
kills
him.
We did not need that jumping out of the water.
Yeah, that was
they're stupid enough to dump that body in the water when they have to explain to the cops about there's 15 dead people all around, and how are they going to explain it if they have no killer body?
Yeah, I know.
So they're like, oh, we'll take him and dump him in the drink. I'm like, what the fuck? You guys are going to have to explain all this. That was totally unrealistic. But you're right. I know that's just stupid logic of these movies, but let the mask float to the bottom of the sea. It looked fine. It was dramatic. End it there.
They threw his mask in with him. Yeah, like... And then he was waiting for it, obviously. He's like, wait for that mask to be thrown in, too. I'm holding my breath.
Yeah, he had to go swim down there and get
the
fucking
mask.
Yeah,
he's like, hold my breath for a little long time here. Could you hurry up with the mask? Got it. Okay, I'm jumping out. I'm about to drown.
And I'm going
to
jump through the pier to collect them instead of just jumping out. Stupid.
Yeah, the ending was atrocious. And it's even more of an injustice for me because I like the movie so much. The end just completely pissed me off. But I just sort of... I don't think about that, and then I still like it.
Block it out.
I wish it would have been Pamela jumping out there at the end. Like,
oh, God, like in part three?
One.
If she jumped out like Freddy jumped out in Freddy vs. Jason.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
This is not Betsy Palmer.
So that concludes the Friday the 13th marathon.
Thank Jesus, Mary, Mother of God.
1 through 12. We've watched them all. You fuckers better listen to this.
Oh my God.
Because we've dedicated weeks of our lives to this project.
If I find any of you watched, like, or listened to the first podcast and then didn't listen to the whole marathon, I automatically hate you. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, we got a new, we got a, can I promote the next series?
Sure.
We're going to do a zombie marathon. This is my marathon. I picked it. So look on the website. We're going to post movies that we're going to see. There's some good picks, some picks you maybe never heard of. So if you want to follow along with us, we're going to post the movies. So
we're not going to say bad picks yet until we see them.
Yeah, we don't know.
Did I say bad picks? I said no. I meant...
You said good and some that we might haven't seen.
Oh, yeah.
We're not making judgments yet.
So, yeah, that started up on Monday.
Get ready for it.
Did we get any milk and honey?
Oh!
I didn't feel like we had any milk and honey.
On the other side?
No. I thought we were going to, but it ended up that we didn't.
Nope. Unfortunately. It was stolen from us.
Yeah, by Jason jumping out of the water at the end.
Damn.
Unbelievable.